The Mercury News has asked UC for more detail on the closed-door agenda item at which the UCLA Big Ten deal is to be discussed by the Regents. Surprise! No response has yet been received. And the most likely result will be no response going forward. From columnist John Wilner, the next step in UCLA's planned move into the Big Ten is officially on the calendar. The University of California's Board of Regents will discuss the situation in a closed session on September 22 at 10 a.m., according to the agenda item posted on the Regents' website, UCLA Big Ten membership. Potential legal issues and financial impacts. The University of California Office of the President did not immediately respond to a hotline request to provide details of the agenda item. Since the official justification for the closed-door format is litigation, and since there is no litigation yet, the Regents will likely be told in the closed session that they are liable for what their authorized agent, UCLA Chancellor Block, has already committed. Sure, they can order him to try and undo the deal. But it would be like Elon Musk's current efforts at trying to unbuy Twitter. It would be full employment for lawyers and lots of expense. No one will want to put that discussion in writing for the Mercury News or anyone else. Of course, as a constitutional quasi-legislature for UC, the Regents can do what they like, even dumb things that lead to costly litigation. UC General Counsel Robinson told them that back in August.